This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House passed bipartisan legislation to combat hate crimes across the country. Attacks against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders has increased since the coronavirus pandemic began. The final vote was 364 to 62. President Biden plans to sign the legislation later this week, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Twitter. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order Tuesday prohibiting government entities in the state, including public schools, from requiring masks. About 30% of Texans have been fully vaccinated against COVID. The Texas State Teachers Association called Abbott's move premature and pointed to CDC guidelines for schools. On Tuesday, Microsoft rolled out its latest Windows 10 features update, known as Windows 10 21H1, to mainstream users. It includes support for Windows Hello-enabled cameras, Windows Defender application guard improvements, and improvements in Windows management instrumentation via group policy. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
A Florida lawmaker is alerting Americans the threat from other nations increases as we worry about petty problems. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio says the United States is getting rolled by China and we need to wake up and figure out our priorities.
While China is pursuing economic and technological dominance, we find ourselves here busy canceling people and demanding the use of the right pronouns to describe people, or claiming that requiring a photo ID to vote is the return of a Jim Crow era.
The Republican also saying socialism isn't the answer and that we need capitalism, but with a tweak.
In those instances in which the market's most efficient outcome is one that's bad for our people, for our national security, for our national interests, bad for America, in those instances, what we need is targeted industrial policy to protect our people, our country, and our future.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
On Tuesday, the CDC released new data about the COVID-19 pandemic. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A CDC study released on Tuesday found that rates of COVID vaccination were lower in the country's rural counties than in urban areas. The data showed that about 39% of adults living in rural areas have received at least one dose of vaccine, compared to 46% in urban counties. Dr. Payal Patel, an infectious diseases physician with the University of Michigan Medical School, tells CBS News that both difficulties in locating a shot, as well as higher rates of vaccine hesitancy, may play into those results.
There's a couple of things going on. One is, in general, in rural America, it's a little bit harder to get to a vaccine. People may have a harder time taking off or finding the vaccine itself. And there's also some more vaccine hesitancy in these areas. Today, we heard from the White House that they're really thinking about it on a zip code to zip code basis. We know that where you're born in America, in that zip code, can mean a different life expectancy just at baseline. Those same factors are coming in now with COVID-19.
As of Tuesday, 37.7% of Americans are fully vaccinated. Charles Grodin has died at the age of 86 from bone marrow cancer. Best known as the dad in Beethoven and the Broadway show same time next year. The actor's son, Nicholas, says Charles died peacefully Tuesday at his home in Wilton, Connecticut, where he was surrounded by family, including his wife, Alyssa. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I've often said that experience defines preference. And this is very much the case of what's happened regarding abortion in America. I know when you say abortion, it's like talking about racism, and it's such a hot topic. It has been so politicized by one side that wants to, fight for, women's rights and reproductive rights, the way they framed it in such a way. But even with all the fancy wording and everything, it's hard to hold back the truth. And that is that abortion has killed over 60 million babies, and the psychological impact that has had on women, and I would say an increasing number of men who are realizing, what have I done? Dr. Jim Dennison joins us now, the co-founder, visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster, is with us to talk about the Supreme Court agreeing, which was a bit of a surprise. They've been dodging this for a long time, Jim, but they've agreed to hear a case that could undermine Roe v. Wade.
They have, and that is, in fact, very good news, I hope, and I believe. Bill, the way this works, for those that aren't familiar with the process, it takes four justices to agree to hear such a case as this. And typically when this happens, from legal experts I've been reading, they typically don't do this unless they think they have a fifth vote that would also be on their side, at least at this stage in the process. And so the assumption is that the four, maybe five, that have agreed to do this would want there to be change. Otherwise, they could have simply let it pass, as you said, let the lower court ruling stand. If they weren't interested in some change on some level, why would they have taken the case? And so that's why pro-life supporters like me are so pleased that they've done this and optimistic that perhaps we'll see change coming.
Well, this is going to take a tremendous amount of courage because of all the fighting and bitter contention that has taken place. I mean, first of all, you got a problem on its face. The Supreme Court basically created law with the Roe v. Wade decision, and it has been a assumptive law since that point in time. But, the pro-abortionists have been fighting against this because they know that based on the Supreme Court, this is why they fought Kavanaugh being confirmed and other conservative justices being confirmed to the Supreme Court, because they knew that Roe v. Wade hung in the balance, that it was hanging by a thread, in as much as that it really speaks of an activist Supreme Court that operated outside of their line and their realm of authority.
Oh, there's no question. They discovered a right to abortion in the 14th Amendment that no legal scholar that I have found believes could have ever been part of the authorial intent of those that framed the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. In fact, as you look at English law, as it was the case when our Constitution was created, it was extremely clear. It was explicit in making clear that abortion was illegal. It was illegal in England. It was legal. It was illegal across the board in the West. And so there's no case to be made that anybody that was behind the creation of the Constitution would have ever imagined a right to abortion in the Constitution. It was discovered by a judiciary that was acting like the legislature. And that's one of the major problems with Roe v. Wade from then till today.
Well, the big contrast is here we are, you know, governed by a constitution that no doubt even George Washington said had the imprint of God's hand, divine providence himself all over this. And everything about God is life. The Declaration of Independence, our U.S. Constitution, is about the preservation of life. And here it is. You know, how many years later, in 1973, the activists come into play and turn our Constitution on its head. And for the lack of courage and backbone, we go along to get along at the expense of over 60 million babies. And the babies are one thing. The other thing, Jim, and that I run into all the time, is women and, as I mentioned earlier, an increasing number of men who are realizing that they lied to us, is what they say. You know, this is not some excess tissue. This isn't something like a, you know, a tumor that just needs to be cut out. And now with modern technology, we're seeing what's happening. Of course, that incredible movie, Unplanned, with Abby Johnson, you and I talked about it, and what turned her stomach and turned her, you know, and, you know, 180 degrees to run away from, you know, a job and you know, a position with Planned Parenthood. And now she's become an activist, you know, for life. And she, what was it, last year, I think, delivered her eighth child. but she brings to the debate some really ground floor experience that people are listening to. I mean, there's other activists, other participants in Planned Parenthood who have followed her lead as well.
And we're so grateful because they're showing us the underside of the abortion industry. They're showing us the degree to which Planned Parenthood and others are simply lying to us when they say they're simply providing women services across the board. And if a woman chooses an abortion, they'll provide it. She shows the degree to which they make money out of abortion on such a significant level that they're out there coercing women into abortion. They're out there trying to talk women into abortion. They're setting up booths on college campuses to try to create relationships. And then, Bill, when you add the eugenics piece to this from Margaret Sanger in the beginning of Planned Parenthood, and the degree to which even today more than 60% of abortion providers are within walking distance of minority communities. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't see how this isn't a story, that those that are for women's liberation and women's rights aren't all over, how people that are in part of the maybe some of the intersectionality and critical theory, how they're not recognizing the degree to which abortion targets minority communities, targets at-risk women, and obviously has essentially eliminated a third of a generation going forward in American history. It's a tragedy on so many levels.
Oh, it is so much. And then you have people storming our streets saying Black Lives Matter. And you go, oh, do they? Does it? I mean, you know, Dr. Ben Carson calls it a Holocaust and they all but tar and feather him, call him Uncle Tom and cancel him right away. Others have risen up and spoken against this abomination that's been taking a place, especially amongst blacks and Hispanics, people of color. It is amazing, the numbers. And the thing is so shocking for me, Jim, being Hispanic, is that, you know, the culture of our people is such that they're so family oriented that 25% of abortions that are taking place in the Hispanic communities. I got to tell you, there's a lot of abuelas and abuelos, you know, the grandparents, who are heartbroken when they realize that there should be another grandchild that is no more, that has been, you know, extinguished out of convenience and out of this big lie that's been perpetrated upon the culture and especially targeted for minorities, as you said, this eugenicism. I mean, this is systematic. This from day one, this is what Margaret Sanger had planned to do. This is what she's been affected. And now to get to the point that we as taxpayers are underwriting this kind of abomination, this is disgusting, Jim.
It is. On every level, we ought to be as outraged as you and I are right now, Bill. Every person who understands the biblical truth ought to be concerned, in fact, outraged about this very conversation.
Exactly. And then you have women who are out there. I mean, supposedly this is done for women, and there's no consideration for the psychological impact. Women who tell me, Jim, years later, oh, my child would have been 13, my child would have been 7. They carry the thought of a lost child, a child that they sacrificed on the altar of convenience. They carry that with them in their hearts and minds till the day they die. Dr. Jim Dennison is with us. We'll continue our conversation on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your fault. The fight, the fight, your...
You know, I was just talking with Dr. Jim Dennison at the break and relaying to him, you know, we've got the movie Roe v. Wade that's out now. And congratulations to Alveda King and Nick Loeb. I mean, all their work. Nick, one of the producers, he directed the movie, plays the role of Bernard Nathanson in the movie. If you haven't seen it, must see. I mean, for historic purposes, especially in light of what we're looking at here in these coming months with the Supreme Court, and if they will actually take up this case. They've agreed to take it up, but, you know, as Jim said, we can continue to pray for wisdom and courage because of the headwinds that they're going to be facing. I mean, any time there's an issue about Roe v. Wade, you know, they come out in mass. You hear a lot of emotion, but what is starting to tamp that down is the other side of the coin, and that is the reality of the experience. And I was sharing with Jim, and I can share it with you. And the reason I wouldn't do it if this wasn't already on the air. I would respect Nick Loeb's testimony and his sharing with me, but it goes back to this sense of passion that you hear from me, that there is this increasing number of men who are realizing what they have done and how they have participated in the whole abortion horrific experience. And you talk about a sin on a nation. As I am interviewing Nick and we were talking about Roe v. Wade, I relate to him just as I was just relating to Jim about how women would say to me, oh, my child will be 13, my child will be 7. And as I'm having this conversation, I'm kind of looking at my notes. I'm not really paying attention to Nick, and he's responding to this. And the next thing I look up, and tears are rolling down his face. And he says to me in a very soft and contrite voice, he says, Bill, my son would have been 23. So don't tell me that men don't care, that all we care about is you know, the topical deal, or, you know, is the way some women would put it, want to put it, and want other women to think. No, men care a lot. You know, as much as this is your child, it is the man's child. You don't do this on your own. Men have a vested interest in this, Jim, and as you said, there is a lot of pain out there. And we need to understand this because there are so many of us who have been involved in abortion, and we carry that pain with us.
Absolutely true, Bill. I can say that as a pastor for nearly 40 years. I'm thinking right now about families described exactly as you just did. In one church I pastored, they actually had a memorial service where they allowed all of those who had themselves chosen abortion, both fathers and mothers, to have a service together. There were white crosses placed out in a field, and they were allowed to come and decorate one of these crosses in memory of their child, who they're convinced they will see in heaven but will never see again on earth. And it was one of the most heart-wrenching experiences of my life, to watch the grief and the pain and the sense of being deceived, the sense of being told that this is just a growth, that this is your body, you can do with your body whatever you wish, that there are no consequences. And now for years, for the rest of their lives, they're carrying the pain of this. And that's something people hearing this right now need to know. If you're thinking about this, understand that this is a decision you will carry with you for the rest of your life. That's the grief and the pain that's on the other side of this that isn't getting discussed, that must be discussed.
And there is a remedy, and we're going to unfold that a little bit more on the other side of the statement here. I had a conversation recently with Robin Chambers with Focus on the Family, Jim, and I hadn't even thought about this. And that is that women who had experienced abortions, how painful Mother's Day is for them.
It is. Because I hadn't thought of that myself until I was pastoring at a large church. It came to Mother's Day. I preached about the glories and the joy and the privilege and the and the awesome opportunity of motherhood. And then our associate pastor, who's a counseling minister on our staff, pulled me aside afterwards and made the exact point you just made that never occurred to me, but how difficult and painful that truly is for millions of women all across the country.
Exactly. And here we think Mother's Day, this day of celebration, but yet maybe in words unspoken and deep down, I mean, that silent anguish of pain is so stifling, Jim. And the only way to get to that is through the cross and the blood of Jesus. And that's, I want you to unfold that, because this is really the true answer and where they're going to experience forgiveness and redemption, because God does not want you to, you know, to breathe another breath with this kind of anguish and influence, because it's going to take away, it's going to no doubt affect your worldview, your understanding of the Father in heaven, and more importantly, the purpose and the reason that you're here right now. All that is going to be compromised because you think you're unworthy because of a bad decision that you made in your youth.
That's the case, and that's the good news of the gospel, isn't it?
Yes.
That all of us are broken. All of us have pain. All of us have mistakes and failures in our lives, and Jesus is ready to forgive all of that. Now, this isn't cheap grace. We're not saying that you can choose an abortion and then simply confess that and all will be well. The consequence remains. You drive a nail in the wood, you pull the nail out, and the hole's still there. The consequence is still there. But hear Bill and me say today that Jesus loves you, that he died for you. You can bring this to him. You can name this. You can bring this to Jesus. You can ask his forgiveness and claim his grace. And know that grace is greater than guilt. Guilt is not of God. Repentance is of God. Conviction is of God, but not guilt. So when we bring our conviction to God and he cleanses us and forgives us, then the next time the guilt comes back, say to that, no, I've confessed that, I'm forgiven, and grace is greater than guilt. You may have to say it 100 times today, but grace is greater than guilt. And God will liberate you and make you somebody he can use to tell the good news to somebody else, considering being where you are.
And Jesus told us 70 times 70, right?
That's right. That's the point. We are to forgive ourselves even as we forgive others because Jesus forgives us all.
Yeah, and the other thing, I do not want you to underestimate the power of the armor of God. This is another gift of our faith. And that, you know, that shield of faith, which is able to quench every fiery dart. What is the fiery dart, Jim?
The fiery dart is the attack of the enemy himself. Yeah. And much of that is deception because he's a liar and the father of lies, and he's a murderer as well. He is behind abortion. He's behind the lies of abortion, but he's also behind the lie that if you've chosen abortion, you can never be forgiven. That's a lie as well. Jesus is greater than all of that.
We have to stop the lie, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got to come together in such a way. My prayer every day in putting on the full armor of God is that we would become proficient in the use of said armor, from the belt of truth, the shield of faith, the sandals of peace that we put on our feet, that everywhere we would go, that we would be ambassadors and carrier of the peace, that we would bring peace into a room in chaos. I mean, think about that kind of power that God gave us. But if we're not exercising, if we're not becoming proficient in the use of said, said scriptural tools, well, you know, shame on us. But on the other side of this, when we get to that point where we become very proficient in the use thereof, Jim, my goodness, what a force for good, you know, for one another that we could serve, right?
I'm reading right now a book called Saturdays with Billy, written by his personal pastor, who spent Saturdays with Dr. Graham the last number of years of his life. And one of the points he keeps making is that Billy Graham learned when he quoted scripture, God worked. When he cited the word of God in his sermons, in his crusades, in his personal ministry, that's when the Holy Spirit began moving in power. God's word is just as powerful today as when it was first inspired. Our job simply is to know it and have the courage to share it. And when we're willing to do that, to stand for biblical truth, God does what he's always done. He changes hearts. He changes lives. He changes cultures. It's not too late for the spiritual awakening we so desperately need. But the salt's got to get out of the salt shaker. The light's got to get out from under the basket. We've got to have that kind of courage of God's conviction and of his love for us.
By the grace and mercy of God, Jim Dennison, may this be the appointed time for those that are listening, men and women, that the pain of their experience, their post-abortive experience, that they would leave it there at the cross and trust Jesus for the promises that he's made. I mean, the thing that we can count on is God who is clear. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It doesn't matter what the cancel culture wants to say or whatever, you know, entertainment wants to say. God is still God, Dr. Jim Dennison.
He is still God, and he still loves you so much that his son died that you might live.
Well, I'll leave it right there. That's perfect. And I would hope that for those of you that you would meditate on that and come into the joy of the Lord who loves you dearly.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.75% with a 2.76% APR, with no points or lender fees. Incredible! Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.76% APR. Today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-501-HIT. That's 800-501-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-501-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House passed bipartisan legislation to combat hate crimes across the country. Attacks against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders has increased since the coronavirus pandemic began. The final vote was 364 to 62. President Biden plans to sign the legislation later this week, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Twitter. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order Tuesday prohibiting government entities in the state, including public schools, from requiring masks. About 30% of Texans have been fully vaccinated against COVID. The Texas State Teachers Association called Abbott's move premature and pointed to CDC guidelines for schools. On Tuesday, Microsoft rolled out its latest Windows 10 features update, known as Windows 10 21H1, to mainstream users. It includes support for Windows Hello-enabled cameras, Windows Defender application guard improvements, and improvements in Windows management instrumentation via group policy. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. We're going to talk about your high blood pressure. Did you know you even have it? Maybe you don't, because close to half of American adults have high blood pressure, but only about 22% of those have it controlled. Having high blood pressure puts you at an increased risk for heart disease, stroke, heart attacks, and is a contributing factor for worse COVID-19 outcomes, believe it or not. The good news, hypertension is also the most controllable risk factor for heart disease and stroke. And Dr. Eduardo Sanchez is back with us from the American Heart Association, and he's got some simple tips to monitor, manage, and control that high blood pressure of yours. Now, we're going to talk about social factors like economic stability, access to healthy food, and structural racism, which are negatively impacting the health of vulnerable communities at higher rates. Dr. Sanchez, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I am good. I'm glad to be with you.
Well, let's talk about when people should be concerned about blood pressure.
Well, you heard it. It's a coin toss whether you have high blood pressure or not. So we should be concerned, I would say, all the time. But at least blood pressure should be screened at the very least once a year. Now, the good news is that if you're going to see your doctor for other things, they're checking your blood pressure. And there's other places where you can get your blood pressure checked. But adults over 18, at least once a year, should get their blood pressure checked.
Well, and I like this new technology, too, Dr. Sanchez. I mean, I have an Apple Watch, and I get my blood pressure all the time. I mean, you know, I just hit a button, and it gives me a little bit of an indication. I understand this is an Apple Watch. This is not something that we're taking in a doctor's office, but it still gives me an indication, doesn't it?
it does give you an indication, and it's a way to know what's going on relative to a different time in your life. So if that suggests your blood pressure is high, or if you're at the dentist and that happens, or at a church event and that happens, really important to connect with medical care so that, A, that high blood pressure reading can be confirmed. And if it is confirmed, then all the necessary treatment be put into play.
Yeah, exactly. This is one of those things that can, you know, kind of sneak up on you because, you know, you're rolling along. It's, you know, you don't, may not necessarily feel a difference, but, you know, by having a true monitoring system in which to measure your high blood pressure, you would never know. And this is what gets us in trouble, doesn't it?
People in trouble. High blood pressure is a silent disease. Very, very few people have any kind of symptoms with their high blood pressure. So it's really important to check, even if you feel 100% well.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't want the symptom of a stroke to tell us that we have high blood pressure, right?
That is absolutely the case. So let's list the things out that happen when high blood pressure is not controlled. Heart attacks, stroke, heart failure, kidney failure. And all of those things are, they accelerate death, and they really, really put a crimp on a healthy life. So blood pressure control prevents every one of those four things from happening.
Well, let's talk about some simple steps, Dr. Sanchez, that you have to share with us that we can start managing our blood pressure by.
Absolutely. So one good thing is that these are steps to prevent high blood pressure, some of them, to prevent high blood pressure if you don't have it, and to better manage high blood pressure if you do. And those include what we call lifestyle changes, eating healthier. A Mediterranean-like diet is a good place to begin to think about steps that you can take. A diet lower in salt, removing processed foods or reducing processed foods is a good first step. Engaging in regular physical activity, a good 30 minutes a day on most days of the week or something that helps you move lots of muscles in your body. Walking is one way to do that. Not smoking cigarettes is a really, really good thing to do always. And if you drink alcohol, drinking only in moderation. And then if you have high blood pressure, taking your medications as prescribed, keeping your appointments as scheduled, and regularly monitoring your blood pressure are three key things to control blood pressure if you've been diagnosed with hypertension.
Exactly. We're talking with Dr. Eduardo Sanchez, the American Heart Association Chief Medical Officer for Prevention. Dr. Sanchez, you mentioned keeping your appointments. So we've had a rough 15, 16 months where that's been a big issue, where people weren't sure that they should see the doctor. Doctor's offices were somewhat limited and things were scaled back. And this really put people in a bit of a danger zone because they just were not seeing their physician as scheduled, right?
That is absolutely the case. And thank you so much for mentioning that. So anyone who's listening to us, if you have not connected with your doctor in a while since COVID, please connect with your doctor. It is time to do so. And even if you have been connected, go ahead and reconnect and make sure your medications are up to date, your vaccines, including COVID-19 and others, are up to date. And just get back with the program up to and including the relationship with your doctor's office. Now is the time.
You know, we've mentioned that there are communities that find themselves at a higher risk for heart disease, stroke, and heart attacks. Break that down for us, if you would.
Absolutely. So there are definitely factors that are associated with lower levels of control. Race, ethnicity is among them. So people who are Black Americans, Latino Americans, Asian Pacific Islander Americans, and American Indian Alaska Natives all have lower levels of control than white persons. Then the number of things
things that contribute to that are, one, what we call structural racism, two, a lower likelihood of having insurance, three, a lower likelihood of having enough disposable income to buy healthier foods, to be able to arrange for transportation to your doctor's office. That's one of the reasons why sometimes people don't go. They don't have the money to get there. Mm-hmm. And then being able to afford prescription medications. And lastly, where you live is also associated with lower levels of control. Zip code may predict more about your health than genetic code. And when you concentrate a lot of challenges all in one place, it leads to lower blood pressure control.
Well, and I got to imagine there's a certain amount, maybe that's part of the structural aspect of it, is that in some of these communities that have a higher incidence of these issues, you may not have enough medical personnel to serve the communities. Is that also part of it?
That is exactly right. Sometimes we talk about food deserts, we talk about medical deserts, we talk about pharmacy deserts. So the degree to which a community has concentrated poverty is the degree to which grocery stores are hard to come by, doctor's offices are hard to come by, and even sometimes community pharmacies are hard to come by. All of those are symptomatic of other things, but all of them contribute to more challenge in getting blood pressure under control.
And, of course, we're hearing some positive news that you've got community residents and organizations that are helping combat these inequities, right?
Yes. So we are a part of, the American Heart Association is part of something called the National Hypertension Control Initiative. We're working in partnership with 350 community health centers throughout the United States and their communities and community-based organizations in those communities to make it easier, frankly, for people to do the things that are recommended for blood pressure control. Sometimes it is not that the patient doesn't want to do it. It's that it is a challenge for the patient to do it. We talked about income issues. We talked about the availability of resource issues and other challenges.
Exactly. Dr. Eduardo Sanchez, American Heart Association's Chief Medical Officer for Prevention. One final question here. Where can listeners go to find out how to get engaged in helping to control blood pressure in their community, Dr. Sanchez?
One great place to go, heart.org/HBP control. Let me break that down. Heart as in the organ, H-E-A-R-T, .org/HBP control, HBP high blood pressure. heart.org/HBP control.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
I need these boxes in bin 7. Oh, hello. Hi. I just wanted to call in and find out when...
Whitney's warehouse foreman just retired, and the replacement needs to move to fulfillment.
Hold on. Guys, can we get the dock cleared now?
Indeed can help her hire the people she needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Okay, the Joe Biden administration, Democrats not wasting time in taking over our land, taking over every aspect of our lives, one iota at a time. Don't think this is by accident. This is planned, all right? This is a systematic approach and takeover of the American dream, ladies and gentlemen. With us right now is Dr. Bonner Cohen. Always an honor to have Dr. Cohen with us, senior policy analyst with CFAC, and an internationally recognized expert on natural resources, including energy, the environment, and property rights. Dr. Cohen, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, Bill, and I hope you and our listeners are too.
Yes, thank you. Very kind of you. But I'll tell you what, the horizon looks a little bleak here with these policy movements that the Joe Biden administration, supposedly moderate, you know, in his presentation, but certainly far from that. And I think people with any sense of wisdom and understanding realize that Joe Biden was not going to be the moderate that, you know, he himself couldn't even express how moderate he was going to be. I mean, it was all his henchmen and his propagandists that wanted people to believe that he was going to be some, you know, moderate compromise to one Donald Trump.
Biden is surrounded by people who are actually far more radical than those who served as advisors to Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. And these people mean business. They know how to use the levers of government, primarily through the regulatory state, to get what they want done, and they have no hesitation about using it.
Right.
Example, Biden has come up with a plan, or rather his advisors have, to quote-unquote protect at least 30% of the nation's lands and waters by the year 2030. And this is called the 30-30 plan. It's contained in an executive order that Biden issued a few days after taking office. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't know what the word protect means, but we can let our imaginations take care of that. Mm-hmm. This is all being subordinated to his climate change agenda. Namely, we will protect land and waters from climate change. This is both federal land, state land, as well as private property. In other words, we're ultimately going to tell farmers how to farm, ranchers how to ranch, fruit growers how to grow fruit, timber people what to do with their trees, and so on. And once this is gotten underway, we are going to see micromanagement through federal zoning of rural areas of the U.S., but believe me, that will stretch also into suburban areas, exurban areas.
Oh, of course, yeah.
How land and water are to be used to serve the larger goal of saving the planet from climate change.
So I hope people are understanding what's going on here, and basically what you're telling us is the debate is over.
That's right. And the beauty of this from the Biden administration standpoint is this whole thing is so amorphous that it's very difficult to get your arms around it. But let me give you an idea of just the kind of people you're dealing with. A few days ago, a Biden administration official within the Department of Interior, which has jurisdiction over all the vast federal land that the country has, 27% of the land this country is owned by the federal government. That official said that the goal of energy independence interferes with climate policy. So it is to be subordinated to climate policy, whatever climate policy is. Well, we can figure that one out, too.
That's a poster, Bonner.
Yeah.
That is a poster, putting it up there. I mean, there it is. You surrender your energy independence. And so case in point, look what's happened ever since Joe Biden came into office with our cost of gasoline. You can throw the colonial pipeline crisis into it. That just exacerbates
as far as coming attraction.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they are, it's ironic, they're saying we need a big infrastructure bill while they are systematically dismantling the infrastructure of the country, the energy infrastructure, by shutting down pipelines. The Dakota Access Pipeline will probably be the next one on the hit list.
Yeah.
They are instituting policies that will reduce the amount of oil and natural gas produced in the country, which, of course, means that the prices will go up. Who pays for that? No, not the coastal elites in coastal California, where I live in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere, but Joe and Jane Sixpack. Well, nobody cares about them.
Exactly. Well, because they always do. That's what the Democratic policies
right.
do.
That,
but it's amazing how Jane and Joe Sixpack continues to vote them back into office.
That's exactly right. So what they're doing is they're throwing away our long sought energy independence, which we had actually achieved, completely
yes.
freeing ourselves from the mayhem in the Middle East, only to make us now dependent, because we're moving into an age of electric vehicles and energy coming from renewable sources like wind turbines and solar panels,
right.
The metals for which are controlled by the People's Republic of China. So all
yes.
we're doing is switching one dependence to another.
And meanwhile, because we're no longer energy independent, we're buying fuel, we're buying gas from Russia.
Oh, definitely.
In the midst of all this, I mean, and they look at it as what a small price to pay to take us to some alleged promised land that they themselves, when they're asked the critical questions of what does the promised land look like and how are we going to get there and all the details, they just say, oh, trust us. You know, you like Nancy Pelosi, you got to pass that bill to find out what's in it, right? Because
they're people the way we trust the CDC now, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. They've been. And of course, our government and particularly this current regime has given us so much reason and confidence to put our trust in them, right?
That's exactly right, because these people are drawn primarily from the environmental movement, have no real experiences in the real world, but are quite well-schooled in using the levers of government to do what they want to do, and they don't care about oil
and getting cover by the mainstream media, social media, and all these people that are supposed to be, you know, this important rail of the whole process to protect we the people, and they're missing in action. I mean, they have become ideologues. They're no longer providing what a free and fair press is to provide. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, any kind of exemption and consideration under the U.S. Constitution for a free and fair press, they need to be marginalized. I mean, they need to be canceled because they're not serving their purpose on behalf of the American people.
With very few exceptions, we no longer have real news in this country. We no longer have real journalism in this country.
Investigative journalists, Bonner, a good investigative journalist is going to go out there. They're going to get canceled. They're going to get marginalized.
That's exactly right.
You know, they're kicked out of the club and everything
Twitter
else because everybody else needs to get the message, right?
They'll snuff that out as quickly as they possibly can.
Exactly. You see, but if we the people continue to, you know, go along to get along, I mean, we're losing control. The idea of we the people, a government of, for, by we the people, forget it. This is going to be a distant memory. By the time, you know, our grandkids get a hold of this government, they go, oh, thank you very much. What did you give us?
That's exactly right. We give our listeners a sample of what's headed their way. One of the ways that the Biden administration is going to try to reach its protection of land and waters is through vigorous use of the Endangered Species Act. And there are two things that are on the horizon. One is expanding the habitat of grizzly bears in Montana, to put ranchers and other people in rural areas in a situation where if they harm the bears, they could well destroy their livelihoods. But there's one that's even better than that. They are now talking about creating habitat in central Arizona and New Mexico for the jaguar. Yes. Rather than the few pairs of free-ranging young males that come across the quote-unquote Mexican border into Arizona and New Mexico once a year, it has now been decided that jaguars, which are considerably larger than mountain lions, should be reintroduced here, and we should create a habitat for them.
Yeah.
Well, again, what is this going to create in terms of ability to make a livelihood, and for that matter, to stay alive, if you have jaguars parading around near where people live? Well, of course, they know what they're doing. This is a way of rural cleansing. And what better way to protect land than to cleanse the land from the people who live on it?
Exactly. Well, and people need to see it for what it is. It is just that simple, just as you put it. It's rural cleansing. I mean, the Democrats want to take whatever they perceive to be the less thans. It doesn't matter. I mean, we're going to abort you. We're going to find a way to reassign you. I mean, what next down the road? Do we end up with re-education camps next?
Well, to a certain extent, we already have that in the takeover of public schools by...
I was going to say, they started early. Now they're doing it with kindergartners, right?
8-12,
yes.
Right? They don't need to send them to camps. They have them in schools, the ones that that they haven't shut down already. But when they open them back up, they're just going to be thoroughly brainwashed by some of the nonsense that's being distributed in the name of education.
Bonner, if the people don't wake up and see it, I know that in certain areas they're starting to. There was a school district in Texas. They saw what was going on with CRT and this other propaganda that was going into their school district, and they got rid of everybody on the school board and turned things around. And we need more instances of that where American citizens, on behalf of their children and grandchildren, are taking the country back, you know, one school board at a time. Why not? Let's make it happen.
That's exactly right. But we shouldn't get the impression that we're powerless to do anything about this. And the best thing you can do is start right at the local level. Those are the people you can reach. The ones here in Washington where I am, that's an uphill climb.
Exactly. Dr. Bonner Cohen, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
But I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You've seen